feel about creating life goals? Do you have some tips and tricks that you use to see things come to fruition in your life? There are certainly lots of ways to reach a desired outcome. And one that generates an awful lot of debate is the idea of manifestation. Does it actually work? It turns out there's actually a fair bit of science that underpins its validity. So how does it work, and how can we make sure we're manifesting correctly to get the most out of our lives? Joined now by Eleanor Crawford, who is a life creation coach and a manifestation expert. Hi, Elle.
How are you going, Sophie?
Yeah, really well, thank you. I'd love you to give us a bit of an idea of how we understand the science behind manifestation.
Well, no worries. The basis of all life is energy. So it goes right back to a scientific foundations and formulas from Einstein and all the way through, is that everything that we are and have and think about and feel is all based on energy. So it's everything that we do is an exchange of energy. So the science about around manifestation is that if we get engaged and fall in love with the emotion that something brings us, that is also an energy exchange. So that is sort of the basis of manifestation on a scientific level.
I talked earlier, and many of the listeners may have heard or read The Secret that Rhonda Byrne released in the early 2000s. It sold over 30 million copies worldwide. Is this a similar sort of concept?
Yeah, absolutely. And The Secret I haven't looked at it for a long time because, as you said, it was a very early release. And it was probably one of the first releases to mainstream, society that really made people start to think a bit differently. So, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so how do we do it effectively?
Effectively is that you need to be in alignment. So it's not about the thing that you want or the relationship that you want. It's about how that makes you feel, because it's the emotion that will attract those sort of things into your life. So, for instance, if you wanted to be in a relationship with someone who ticks all the boxes, is in alignment with your values and your morals and, you know, maybe your life choices and what you want to achieve in your future, then it's about how that makes you feel. And then so then you need to actually fall in love with the feeling and the feeling of it, and then live as if it's already happened. So feel as if it's already happened.
Which is the manifestation part. If you can imagine yourself in that, you know, whether it's a relationship or an ideal environment, you have to, you know, feel what it would be like if it actually happened.
Yeah, and feel like it doesn't matter if it happens or not. Because it's about linking up the feeling that how it feels, so the gratitude. Gratitude is a really high vibrational emotion, and that has a lot of magnetism about it.
Okay.
So about being done.
No, I was going to say, so what are some examples? Because, I mean, you know, I before I was flippant about it and I said I try to manifest a car park, and every time I do that I think of The Secret. But if we're talking about things that we should actually be putting this into practice for in terms of that thought or talking something into existence, what sort of things would we be wanting to do it with?
Well, I mean, that's a very personal choice, but it can be anything from a car park to a relationship to a financial goal. It can be anything in between those things. And it's about thinking as if something has already happened and thinking what you want to happen, not what you don't want to happen. So you can't think in negative and expect it to happen.
Is it something that we should be doing daily, Elle?
I think 24/7, yes.
Okay.
Because we're always creating our life. We are the creators of our life. By the way we respond to experiences, by the way we think, by the way we feel. So it's a 24/7 gig.
I wonder how much of this, though, you know, we talk about life unfolds, it's a series of events. There's only so much we can plan because a lot of things are outside of our control.
That is absolutely true, but it's the things that are, the experiences might be outside of our control, but the way we respond to them are within our control.
So there are three main steps, as far as I understand it, when it comes to manifestation practice: asking for it, believing in it, and then being willing to receive it, right?
Some action in there. You also need to take action, especially if it's something like a financial goal. If it's a car park and you just drive to where you want to you would like to park and you think all the way there's going to be a car park there, that's one thing. But if it's a financial goal, you actually have to take action steps in order to manifest it as well. Manifesting without action is just dreaming. You really need to do some action as well. You'll be guided as to what actions you need to do.
Can you give me an example of something that has, you know, manifested for you or for one of the clients that you work with?
I can give you an example of something that has manifested for me.
Yep.
Last year I was in the UK with my son and we decided to go to see the Harry Potter world.
Mm.
And unbeknownst to me, I had thought I had booked tickets for it, but I'd actually booked tickets for a tour, which was in London.
Mm.
So we jumped on, you know, a couple of undergrounds and the train and got out to where the Harry Potter world is and rock up with my tickets and they're not the right ticket.
Mm.
And I am just standing there shaking my head, can't believe what a, you know, what a dummkopf to have booked the wrong ticket. So I sat down and did a meditation in milling around all these people. I sat in it, I refreshed it, and there were two tickets available in the next session, like in 15 minutes, and everything else was booked out for 2 weeks. And we just went, yes, went up to the ticket counter, got the tickets and went in, and I was just beaming. In fact, I've got goosebumps reliving it.
Yeah.
So it can be something as simple as that to something massive.
Yeah. And look, I think that there is definitely something about the positivity, Elle, that is always a way to put your energy in life, no matter what it is.
For sure. Because, Sophie, as I said before, everything's an exchange and you can't actually attract something in that you're not already feeling. So if you're feeling in scarcity and lack, you can't attract in wealth. It has to be aligned.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, controlling how you feel and think is a massive benefit to manifestation.
And Elle, I imagine you do work with people to help them be able to sharpen this tool in their life.
I certainly do, yeah. I help people. One of the things that is really the foundation of life is knowing what your values are, so knowing what you stand for, and then you start to attract in at that level, and that's when manifestation can be so powerful.
Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. It's given us food for thought, no doubt about that. And if anybody would like to learn a little bit more about Eleanor Crawford and the work she does as a manifestation expert, you can find her at lifecreationacademy.co. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thanks, Sophie.